The phrase, a right-hand man, refers to that person, a man or a woman, who is really that indispensable sidekick without whom the person in charge could never survive. Might be the person who gives great advice, the person who always completes the punchline, or simply the person who never leaves the side of their trusted friend. You probably could fill in the blank on some of the most famous sidekicks. You'd never see Batman without Robin, right? Lucy Ricardo without Ethel Mertz. Frodo Baggins without Samwise Gamgee, right? So the connotation is that the right-hand man is important, but not really as important as the person to their left. So when today's gospel, which I think is the only one of the four, says that Jesus ascended and took his seat at the right hand of God, one could conclude that he was a pretty important sidekick to the Father. But if we interpret the ascension of Jesus in this way, we rob him of his divinity. And we rob ourselves of the best promise we could receive. The first mistake we can make is to interpret this line from the gospel way too literally. I'm so crushed that Jesus would sit as his Father's right hand. Why not his left hand? Who here is left-handed? Raise your hand if you're left-handed. Yeah, you and me. There we go. Left-handers unite. Left-handers unite, right? Of course. Sure. But this is not about the left or the right side of the Father. Jesus has a body. The Father has no body. There's no right or left. Sorry, there's no beard, no white hair, none of that. Using the phrase right hand throughout the scriptures is a way of expressing a sharing in the authority and the power of God. As the Catechism says so clearly, by the Father's right hand, we understand the glory and honor of divinity. That is, the Son of God, who has always existed and is God, now takes his place in the kingdom to welcome those who choose to follow. And that's the mind-blowing good news that we rob ourselves of if we think of Jesus as just like the silver medalist on the podium. Remember how I said earlier that Jesus has a body? The Father doesn't, but Jesus has a body. So the ascension of our Lord means that humanity itself is placed at the right hand of God. In other words, we too can take our place in the kingdom. It's St. Athanasius's famous phrase, "The Son of God became man so that we might become God." This takes special significance during this year when we celebrate in the United States a Eucharistic revival, a time to consider what it means that Jesus would choose to be present in what was once bread and wine, but becomes his body and his blood. This revival will come to a head when we host a Eucharistic Congress here at the Cathedral, September 13th through 15th. But we don't have to wait until September for this exchange of humanity and divinity. At this very Mass, the Lord wants to wrap us up in who he is, St. Augustine said, believe what you see. See what you believe. And then become what you are. The body of Christ. It's much more than being the sidekick, the right-hand man, the next in line. Rather, when Jesus took his place at the right hand of the Father, as we will say in our profession of faith in just a moment, he established himself as our eternal King and invites us to follow.